My name is Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project. The date's the 17th of August 2009. The time is 7:20 p.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
Name is Dipak Mistry, age is 45 and I live in Bedford.
And how are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine, yes, relaxed.
You're looking forward to it?
I am actually, in a strange way. It's a bizarre thing to do, but I think that's what's exciting about it.
When did you hear that you had a place?
Quite early on, actually, because I worked for one of the Prince's charities, and someone came to see us about another project, and I heard about it, so I'd just been looking out for it.
What was your impression of the project? What did you think?
Well, I just thought it was a really good way for other people to get involved in a piece of art. I'd known that the plinth has been used for other things, so I kind of thought, well, this is kind of a really good opportunity for someone just to be there for an hour. And I also liked the interesting challenge of, you know, someone being on there for every hour or every day up to, you know, for 100 days, isn't it? So I thought, well, it'd be great to be part of that, really, and to sort of, well, just participate, I think. The way I saw it was just go up there and sort of just be part of it, and you know, and also I suppose in my own work I sort of work with artists, so I can relate to their vision as well, and in that way I sort of thought, well, Anthony's idea around this was quite exciting, so I thought should be doing it, really.
How did you feel when you heard a place?
I was actually very excited. I kind of couldn't believe it because I hadn't really expected it, so when it came through I thought, crikey, it's gonna happen now. So yeah, it was kind of mixed feelings, I think, really, because obviously I hadn't given any further thought and I hadn't really thought what I might do up there, so when it came through it's like, oh crikey, better sort of plan for it now, do something anyway.
What are you going to do with your hour on the plinth?
Well, the idea is to actually try and make it a bit more interactive and make it last a bit longer. So while I'm up there, I want to be able to take pictures of people, groups or individuals, and for them to participate. And so while I take their picture, I'll then send it to my blog website, which will be posted on the website. Then the individuals can go onto the website and add further pictures to it, or add comments, or do their own poem, or do a picture, or anything they want. They'll tell us about themselves onto that website, and they can add as much or as little as they want, really. So I want to kind of get some of that interactivity going. And the other thing that I'll do while I'm up there is take a kind of panoramic picture of the area. And then with the people who participated, try and put them in the foreground of that picture. And the idea is at some point try and have either a virtual exhibition or a real exhibition of that. So that's the kind of loose idea, really. But I kind of felt what I wanted to do is, rather than people looking at me expecting something, I wanted them to do something as well, and keep the sort of website open for about a month or so and see how much activity I get from it, really. So a bit of curiosity as well. And I suppose I'm quite interested because of the fact that it's London, that whether, you know, I get sort of a lot of people from different countries as well participating, and seeing whether they sort of get involved in that as well.
Tell me a bit more about what you do for a living.
I work for one of the Prince's charities called Arts and Business, and basically my work is involved in sort of getting businesses to engage with the arts and the arts to engage with business, really. So I will talk to sort of corporate businesses and individual artists around using each other's skills and abilities, really, and getting them to do things together. So that way I sort of, you know, it's about sort of really ensuring that business get used to the arts. In terms of things that they do, whether it's marketing or helping employees, or whether it's about sort of looking at their branding or anything like that, what I try and do is find an art solution for what they're trying to do. So, you know, if they're sort of looking at promoting a particular brand or a product, rather than just sending out a marketing plan or sending out, say, more advertising, what I'll do is help them find their niche market, then design a program to fit around that. And it could be, for example, they're trying to attract certain types of people. It might be working with young people or the elderly, or it might be working with niche communities, you know. And what I also do is identify the right type of arts partner. So it may be a theatre company, or it may be a dance company, it may be visual arts. It really could be anything, or it could be a combination, really. And what I do is put that together as a package and offer them that as a solution. And if they like that, then what I then do is actually go out and find those people and partners that I know who can deliver in that way, which will also make business sense as well. And I suppose what I'm trying to do for the organisation, and I suppose in terms of culturally what I'm trying to do, is get businesses to understand that actually arts and culture can play a part in what they're trying to do as well as a business. So using those kind of techniques and getting those engagements going, really.
What's their reaction? What's the reaction of the business people?
Well, at first they don't get it, because they don't understand how an arts company, for example, can help them with branding, because they do it for a living. But actually, if you make the branding, if you look at what they need for the branding, and you look at all the different arts organisations that exist in the country, you can always find one that will meet what they're trying to do. So it's about finding, you know, an organisation that values the same kind of things that they value, or an ethos that they want to share. And what I do is try and find that partnership. And when they participate in it, they kind of get it. And they kind of go, wow, I didn't realise it could do this so much. And it's more so with, sometimes I suppose we do more with their employees, because often they're not really sure how to engage with their own staff. You know, they can give them bonuses and they can give them freebie tickets, but that doesn't really mean much sometimes. They want a bit more. They want a bit more commitment and loyalty. They want them to be happy people. They want them to be creative people. So obviously, what is the best thing that helps that creativity and fun is the arts. You know, it does it every time, really. So what I do is sort of design a program their staff can get involved in, but it can also extend out. So it could be the staff and the families, but also it could fit in with the business and what it's trying to do with particular charities and working with that charity as well. So I will provide the right, you know, I'll come up with, if you like, a kind of creative plan in which they can deliver that with. So that's the kind of work I do, really.
And are you based in Bedfordshire?
Yeah, I'm based in Cambridge. Yeah. I cover the Eastern region. Our office is based in London. But I suppose one of the areas that I'm specialising in is, I suppose, public art is what I enjoy like doing. And also arts and technology, and therefore this kind of links in with my sort of blogging experience and taking photographs, and also employee engagement. So there's kind of a couple of areas that I kind of really specialise in and enjoy getting involved in.
How did you come to be involved in this Princess Charity?
I'm not really sure. I think it was just there wasn't really a plan. I think I just saw a job advert. I mean, at the time I was working freelance, and I did some work for Arts and Business in the East Midlands, and I enjoyed it so much I thought, well, this would be great as a job, and one came up and I managed to get it. So, but my background is I trained in oils and sculptures, then I went into filmmaking, then I ran a theatre company, and then I became involved in designing the first arts NVQs for London, and then I was involved with the Arts Council, helping with capital buildings when lottery was around, became a consultant, and so it's just been one thing after another. So there's no plan or reason, but I think what I liked about working with Arts and Business is the real mix of bringing arts and business together, because I think that spark, that kind of creativity you get, and the ability to make the two work together is really exciting. And when it happens, and it can happen, and you know, in the right way, then I think both the partners really get the value of that relationship. And that's what I like to do, is try and make sure that, you know, it's just not just a one-off hit, but actually they continue to have a relationship beyond whatever they do, and just continue to develop that as well. Because I think the business get a lot out of it in that relationship, and especially for their staff as well.
How do you go about identifying the artists or artistic companies that you're going to suggest?
Well, one of the good things about Arts and Business is we're a national company, so really we have a lot of arts members on our books. So that's the first point, really, because most of those members join Arts and Business because they kind of say, look, we want to work with the corporate sector. So they're ready to work in that way. Other times we work with basically, you know, sort of just creative industries. People already doing work, whether it's in print, design, photography, who are running their own business, you know. So, but mainly it's sort of a combination of two, and some of the companies that are members are funded by the Arts Council as well, so they have a capacity to do that and willing to engage in different ways.
You mentioned earlier on there that you ran a theatre company. Can you tell me a bit more about it?
Yes, I ran the Half Moon Young People's Theatre Company in East London, and that was I was working at the National Film and Television School as a volunteer, ran out of money and needed a job, fell into the Half Moon as a training coordinator, then kind of just worked my way up really, and then through various changes I ended up being one of the directors of the company really. And my specialism there was training and youth theatre work, and also running the building, and also got involved in some of the kind of capital side of things as well. So that was quite an interesting time, really. So very different experience, and we'd just gone through sort of capital build process. So it was we'd taken over the old Stepney Town Hall and had to be refurbished. So I picked up a lot of skills there in terms of building, you know, management and development, as well as sort of running that kind of theatre company, really.
And have you carried on picking up skills and building up skills in the different jobs that you've had?
Yeah, I think I get excited by doing different and varied things, really. So I've been lucky that I've more or less done the jobs I wanted to do all along, apart from one occasion. and I've just, you know, sort of followed sort of a dream really, or just things that excite me, and so I'm sort of still here because all the projects I'm involved in are very exciting, so I get excited by that and enjoy working in that way.
Did you always want to go in the arts when you were younger?
I don't really know, actually. I don't think I'd really figured that. I knew I enjoyed oils and sculpture, which is what I like to do, but I hadn't really set a plan as such. I just followed whatever I enjoyed doing. So it's always been in sort of arts and culture, I suppose, that I've been involved in. And that just gives me a lot more excitement, really.
Do you still, it's oils and sculpture, do you still sculpt? Are you still hands-on or not?
A little less, really. More, I suppose, I've fallen into slightly different categories. So I've been involved in furniture restoration and that kind of stuff. And occasionally I get asked to draw, or last time was to carve a huge pumpkin for a charity event, and I thought I'd never do it, and in fact I didn't do too badly, so I still got a bit of talent there, which is quite nice. But usually not much arts now, mainly using digital imagery and that kind of stuff really. But really I suppose what I enjoy doing is working with artists and helping artists, and that's where I get quite a lot of pleasure.
So tell me a little bit more about the technological side of your...
Well, one of the things that I suppose, based in Cambridge, which I don't know if many people know, but Cambridge has got a high technology base, really. There's lots of technology companies there. One of the things that I've been interested in is how the arts can embrace technology, and especially how they can use it without it costing too much. And I suppose one of the missions I've had is to try and get arts organisations to use technology, but in a cheap way, you know, not by throwing money at it, really. So, for example, with an organisation who didn't really have a web presence, one of the things I engaged, got them to do, really, was set up Facebook, have a website that actually had internet content, you know, had sort of music that they'd created as well, and basically get a blog going as well, which they'd never kind of tried before. And it was all about sort of trying to get them to basically get into the 21st century, but also build an audience really as well, of those kind of people who wanted to engage. Because primarily they were an orchestra, so it was a kind of a done deal, you know, they have their usual audiences, they always go to events. But what I was interested in doing is saying, well, you know, your audience isn't just in one place, but they're all over the world. And, you know, you can get a better profile by being involved online. And so through help with friends and a bit of sort of seed call funding, we managed to help them get a website up and running, but also got them to do some blogs by Joanne McGregor and, you know, other people, and then to actually record some of the music and the shows, just so that really their fans could see what was going on and could get excited and say, I'll buy a ticket or I'll buy a CD. So it's getting that kind of interest going and building an audience. And that's the kind of stuff that I've been interested in. And a similar thing with the Norfolk and Norwich Festival that takes place every year, is that that festival has grown and grown. And there's lots of business sponsors that are part of that festival. And last year, May Gurney, who was one of the sponsors, wanted to support one of the projects, which was about the free events, really. But of course, a lot of their staff will be working while some of these events are going on. So my suggestion was, why not have some live video streaming and put some of the content online on their own intranet so they could look at the content, full content, on their own intranet. But then you'd also have a public domain as well where people can just see what's going on. And you'd combine that with probably some updates on new events going on or live things that were coming through. So really it's about extending that reach, really, and getting people more involved, and especially within the business, to participate more as well, really. But also taking, also looking at the arts organisation and seeing that actually there's a lot of talent out there, and you could get lots of people who are interested in creating that kind of content, really. You know, it's not all about having to pay for someone necessarily. Some people are really excited just by doing it. So about sort of getting that vibe going as well. So there's sort of lots of ways that I'm looking at technology having that kind of part. And there's a couple of projects that are still bubbling away where technology could be a key part of what might happen, really.
And speaking of technology, have you got lots of friends and supporters watching you on the web?
We shall see, really. I think it's probably about 20 or 30 people who say they're going to be on, but we'll see. But Bill, my colleague, is very much more in tune, and people follow him a lot. So he's got about 7,000 followers. So he's invited them all here for my 8 o'clock event. So we'll see what happens.
What does Bill do?
He's a technology writer for the BBC and Digital Planet. He writes for Digital Planet, so he's well connected.
What's your view of the way the web is used?
What, this project? I think it's very exciting. I think it's just the way it should be done, actually, to have the live video streaming. I think it's great that you can see that, and I've also noticed that you can go back and look at your own and look at other people's as well. I think what's challenging, I suppose, is knowing out of all these people who are going to be on it, you know, what you want to see. You know, because there's always so much to see, so much information, so much going on. And if you were to go just onto the website, you kind of think, well, shall I watch the live thing or shall I watch somebody else's? How do you decide? And I think that's for me, that's kind of quite interesting how people decide that's going to take place. How that's, you know, that's made easy for people. But otherwise, I think it's great. I think that's exactly the way it should go. I think everything should be done in a similar fashion, really.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
I don't know, I think just sort of calm, considered, I guess. I think get excited by certain things. I think that's a bit modest, I guess, I suppose. I'm not one that sort of shouts quite a lot about the things that I do, really. So I sort of, get on with the things that I do. And what I enjoy most is helping others, really, and helping them do their art. So wherever I can do that, that's what gets me excited.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I think that's it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.